Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The suspicions of Big Tom, overseer of Thorson's guards, were verified when he searched Captain Kennedy's schooner. Kolo was missing from his bunk and was evidently loose somewhere on the island. The ensuing chase, after several unsuccessful attempts, resulted in Kolo being the victim of a lucky pot shot and being taken prisoner. When Tom reported the capture of Jim's henchmen, Thorson finally realized that there must have been a tie-up between Jim Bradley, Kitty, and the trading schooner of Captain Kennedy. Even though his secretary, Sasha, who is really Shanghai Lil in the employ of the FBI, tried to persuade him to wait, his temper gave way completely. And in a fit of rage at having been outwitted so far by Jungle Jim Bradley, he raises his automatic to do away with both Jim and Kitty.
Oh, Jim. Jim, he's going to shoot both of us. Jim, do something.
Look at them cringe. A couple of very brave spies who think they can play my game. I could give you all the aces in the deck and beat you both hands down.
Bull.
Now what?
No, let go of me, Sasha. You crazy?
You get him, Jim.
Right. Get all of you for this. Sasha, you dirty traitor.
That's the old pepper lip. Gosh, just before you gave him that old stranglehold, I felt myself being measured for wings.
For what?
Well, for whatever garments one wears in the hereafter.
They might fit you for a pitchfork, but wings are another story.
All right, Lil. But I'll never be able to repay for this one.
Jim, since when did we have any debts between us?
You stand still. Oh. Hands up. You try kid boss bull. Maybe he be dead now.
Hey, you keep out of this.
Juan, put that gun down.
You put up hand.
Well, Jim, you can sure still shoot from the hip. I'd forgotten all about that guard.
Oh, finally, we seem to be getting a few breaks.
Yeah, what kind? With all that shooting, we should have a dozen guards up here in a minute to find out what it's all about.
Gosh, look, Lil. Kitty must have fainted.
Yeah, this time she really did.
When?
When you took a pot at the guard.
Kitty. Kitty! Get some water, Lil. This excitement was too much for her.
Oh, that dame gives me a great big pain. She's always got to be in the spotlight, even when she's unconscious.
Well, get some water anyway, will
you?
Get
it yourself. You brought her here. All right. Here. There's some brandy in the desk.
Oh, fine, Lil.
Here. Give her this.
Okay, thanks. Here, Kitty. Just a sip of this. It'll do you good.
Oh, Jim. Jim, the guard's going to shoot.
Quiet now. Nobody's going to shoot any of us. He's taken care of. Come on, now, take this.
Oh, Jim, take me home out of it.
Drink this now and stop talking.
Take her home. Would you like me to call a taxi, or would my lady prefer a sleigh?
Oh, it burns. What is it?
Never mind. Drink it. It's good for you.
Leave it to that dame to get everyone around her, including herself, into trouble. If it wasn't for you, Kitty St. John, we would have talked our way out of this fix. But you, you're worse than... Well, you're bad news, that's all.
You leave me out of this.
A plague on both of you. Stop this bickering and wrangling, will you? We're not out of the woods yet by any manner of means. And whether or not we ever gets out depends on our sticking together.
Well, she always says the meanest thing.
All right, stop it. I'll have no more of it now, understand?
Yes, Jim.
Yes, Jim.
And that goes for you, too, Lil. Cut it. Come on, now, help me type this guy Thorson. He's liable to come to any time now, and before that happens, he's got to be well trussed up. Get that cartridge belt off the guard, Lil.
Okay, Jim.
And you, Kitty, cut down those drapery ropes.
All right.
I'll put a gag in his mouth. Probably isn't aimed bull for nothing. Maybe he can roar like one.
Here you are, Jim.
Well, hold it a second, Lil. I get this tied over his mouth.
Sure.
There. Now, turn him over.
Uh-huh.
Better tie his arms behind his back. Nice going, Lil.
Yeah.
Got those ropes, Kitty?
Oh, here they are, Jim.
Fine. Now for his feet. There, that'll do it. There, all tied up like a Christmas turkey.
He certainly looks pretty. Too bad we don't have some cellophane. What about the guard, Jim?
I don't think tying will be needed for him, Lil.
Well, now, boys and girls, where do we go from here?
That we'll find out soon enough. It's a wonder there hasn't been someone up here to investigate those shots.
No one dares to question anything that goes on up here in the house. Don't you realize that Bull Thorson exercises more power than a king on this island? The absolute despotic right of life and death. No one would dare to come up here unless he sent for him.
Well, that's lucky break number two. But when he's not seen around, someone will let his curiosity get the better of him.
Well, I can handle most of them for a day or so in any case.
Yeah. We've got Bull Thorson tied up. But I wonder which of us is the prisoner. You know, Lil, we're still a long way from getting off the island.
Oh, Jim.
Who's that, Lil?
You, too, can have three guesses. Well, there's only one thing to do. I'll have to go and find out.
Wait, Lil. I'll get over here and cover anyone with Thorston's pistol. And try not to let them in.
While Jim seems to be solving some of his problems, Kolo succeeds in getting into even more difficulty with great ease. After his capture by Big Tom, he's being questioned.
Suppose you tell me why you came aboard this island.
Just for walk. It'd be beautiful island.
Oh, yeah? Just for walk, eh? Well, if you can think up a few more smart answers like that, you'll go for a ride. Or don't you get it?
Please speak with no riddle in voice. Not understand.
So, everything's double talk to you, eh? You know a fellow named Jim Bradley?
The 14th Earl of Warwickshire had young brother Jim. The family name was Bradley. Kolo was in his service for His Majesty's armies in India.
Well, blow me, Topper. I suppose often you had tea with Lady Astor, too. And I wish Sir Hubert the Earl sobbed. Ain't that funny?
Maybe it very funny. Kolo not see why to laugh.
I'm not laughing with you, Chowderhead, but at you.
Kolo very pleased to give mirth.
None of your cracks. You ain't going to be pleased with nothing when we get through with you. Wait, the more you're going to talk, and talk plenty, do you hear that?
Yes, sir. You speak very loud, thank you.
I'm not going to argue with you much longer. You got a bullet in your leg. Just a scratch. You're lucky that way. But how would you like a bullet in each elbow, wrist, and knee?
That'd be very unpleasant to think of, sir.
Now we're beginning to understand each other. You see, that little trick of a bullet in each joint was invented by my boss, Bull Thorson. And it sure makes people talk. I never heard of anyone needing more than two.
Kolo say it be an honor to tell what you want to know.
All right. Let's begin at the beginning. You're a member of the crew on Kennedy's ship.
Yes.
How long you been with them?
Two trips.
Never mind how many trips, how many days, months, years.
At least 100 days.
Where are you from?
Malaysia.
That's in India, ain't it?
It be nearby.
Well, then what?
What?
I get two for one. I say what, and you say what?
Kolo not understand.
Well, Tom understand. Me heap savvy. You're a pretty cagey guy, Kolo. And when the time comes for you to absorb a few lumps, remember Tom tried to be nice to you and got the ice in great big chunks. Well, you can go up to the boss now, and if you're as smart as I think you are, don't give him that. What? You'd better think up a new act. Frank! Big A!
See, boss.
Take this guy up to Bull Thorson. He's in study up in the big house. And watch this mug carefully. I think he's as slippery as a snake.
See, boss. We'll watch him like
well,
everything.
Well, you'd better watch him. I just phoned the boss. He wants him up there pronto.
See. Come on, you.
Please help me to walk. Small bullet hole in leg.
You help him, Frank. Come on, I give you a hand.
That not be enough. Please, let me put arm on shoulder of each one.
Go ahead, you guys. The important thing is that the boss wants him right away. Even if you have to carry the mug.
All right, come on.
One shoulder. Now other. That be fine. Many thanks, Mr. Tom.
I wonder if that guy is kidding me.
How far we have to go?
Down this hall, up two stairs to top, then one more long hall. Hey, you don't have to hold so tight.
Hey,
Don't hold me so tight, too. What do you think I am, girl?
What?
Let go. You choke me.
He choked me, too. You stop, eh?
Kick him in the leg, big A.
No,
hey,
no.
Kick him.
The wounded one is on your side.
I got him. Hey, you.
Better I tap him on the head with gun. He'd be much too lively, eh?
Now he sleep like baby.
He don't fight like one.
Eh?
He almost get both of us.
Let's pick him up. Now we got to carry all the way.
You take head. You take head. See, I got feet.
All right. Yes, heavy fellow, this fellow, huh?
Yeah, plenty heavy.
Don't hit his head on the steps like that.
Why not? Why not? He don't feel it. He's asleep.
That's right, but don't hit too hard. Get the stairs all dirty.
Oh, yes, yes. You all the time spoil fun. You know, I don't like you.
Hey! Please, hold up your half.
Oh.
My half is getting too heavy than your half.
You're not far from now. Little more.
Little more, yes.
Come on. There we are.
Hey, you know, look. He's pretty.
Who is it?
We want to see Mr. Thorson.
Who are you? Oh, I know. You're the house guard.
She
yes,
was
the house guard.
Yes.
What is it?
This fellow here, we just carry him up. He tried to get in the house.
Oh.
Big A, shoot him.
Sure, I shoot him.
Not bad. He's all right. Then Mr. Tom say bring him to Bull Thorson.
Well, just a minute. Bull is very busy.
She says Bull is very busy.
Now maybe we got to carry him all the way back again, eh?
Can Lil and Jim get away with their daring scheme of trying to run Thorson's Island themselves while keeping Bull Thorson a prisoner? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoonland like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.